Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Mars Hannah Mary Baschana, for Rabbi Yosef from Moshe Chaim, for Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, for Rabbi Yeshua Meir Ben Rachel Sara, for Chai Rezu Mazdina, for Yitzhak Matisio Ben Shmuel, Yitzhak Ben Matisio Shmuel Ben Shalom. The Rambam in Hilchos Esurim Mizbeach Perakei Alocha Zayin writes Hagone Vahagozel Vehikri Vakorban Pasul. Somebody steals, whether by Gneva, stealthily, hidden way, or openly, Gzela, an animal, and he's makar it as a carbon, it's puzzle, and God hates it. He hates when somebody steals this carbon. Not only does God hate it, but we don't have to tell you that it's not accepted. But if there's Yeush Bailim, then the carbon is kosher. Ad kan divrei Rambam in Hilchos Esurim Mizberek Perkei Halacha Zayin. That's going to be the focus of our shir. That if there's without Yeush, the carbon's not miskabel. With Yeush, the carbon is miskabel. So we see that the Rambam makes a chiluk between pre-Yeush, post-Yeush. Pre-Yeush, no good. Post-Yeush, after the owner gives up hope, it is kosher l'chora. The Rambam's words are contradicted by an open Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Bava Kama Samach Zayin. There, l'gabe mitzvah baba ver, we learn from the pasuk of Malachi ve'vezim gozel ve'sa pisach ve'sa chole, and we darshan that gozel is like pisach, just like pisach, just like a lame animal has no takana. So to gozel has no takana. Loshna doesn't make a difference whether it's before Yeush, Far Yeush, other Nachin Yeush. Doesn't matter whether it's before Yeush or after Yeush. In both instances, the carbon is pasul. Open Gemara. So it's Mavur Lahedya that it's pasul both Lifne Yeush and Laachar Yeush. Just like Pisach has no takana, so to gozel has no takana. Whether it's before Yeush or after Yeush, it's no good. So how can the Rambam be mechalek between pre Yeush and post Yeush? Rabbi Kiveger and Gittin and Hamad Aleph is Miyashev, that the Rambam doesn't at all hold of this din of Mitzvah Baba Veira. And because of that, he paskins that Lachar Yeush is kosher. Before Yeush, it's not kosher, it's not his. But Lachar Yeush, we don't care about the fact that it's a Mitzvah Baba Veira. And the carbon is kosher. But if that's true, then we have to understand, if he doesn't hold of mitzvah baba avera, he doesn't hold that you learn gozel from piseach, so why is lifnei yeush pasul? Even lifnei yeush, it's because of mitzvah baba avera. Before yeush, it's not yours, because you stole it, and it's a mitzvah baba avera, because God doesn't want something stolen. So if the Rambam doesn't bechlal hold of mitzvah baba avera, why is he mechalik? Afterwards, you say it's kosher because after Yeush, because the Rambam doesn't hold the mitzvah of Avera. Seder, the Rambam doesn't hold the mitzvah of Avera. Before Yeush, it should also be kosher. So, like after Yeush, it's kosher because the Rambam haltnish from the din of mitzvah of Avera. So, to before Yeush, it should also be kosher because the Rambam doesn't hold the din of mitzvah of Avera. So, what's Rabbi Kibeger's teretz that the Rambam doesn't hold the mitzvah of Avera? Then what's If that's the teretz, then why does he mechalek between before Yeush and after Yeush? It should be kosher both. The Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam paskins like the Sugin Gittin and Daf Nun Hey. There's a machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda that Ula holds the Dvar Torah that according to the Torah, bein noda bein lo noda, whether it's known or not known that this animal is a stolen animal, it's not mechaper. Rabbi Yehuda holds that whether it's known or not known, it is mechaper. Why? Yeush kadi koni. Because Yeush alone is kone. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that la'achar Yeush, carbon guzzle is kosher. Lifne Yeush, it's puzzle. So Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. How are you miyashid the Rambam? Zok the kesef Mishnah. Pasha, go to Gittin Nunhei. See shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Yeush kadi is kone. Yeush alone is kone. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that la'achar Yeush, it's yours. And since la'achar Yeush, it's yours, you can be Yotze. But before Yeush, it's not yours. You're not Yotze. But we have to understand, who is speaking in Gittin that says that Yeush Kadi Kane? Rav Yehuda. In Sukkah, who tells us that God hates stolen karbanos? Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So why does the Rambam paskin like an Amora and not like Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rashbi, who's a Tana? So Raman of Shachet Shver, if you go like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the Rambam doesn't hold the Baba Veira, so why is Lefnei Yeush Pasul? No Mitzvah Baba Veira? And if he holds a mitzvah baba avera, is pasul. Lechor, that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, la'achar Yehosh, it's kosher because Yehosh is koneh. But why does he pass like Rabbi Yehuda against Rashbi? Rashbi's a tana. Why go like an amora? So this has been discussed by many, 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 many achronim. There is a website called Halacha Brura of America's Harav, where they have a Mafteach LaRambam. It's an amazing, amazing resource where you can click on any Rambam and all of the Yad HaZaka. You have a long list of Svarim, depending on how many people discussed it, but they gather from thousands and thousands of Svarim, and they give you Maror Makomos, telling you where to look. So if you look there, you'll find yourself in this Rambam, loads and loads of sources. So today I'd like to present the Teretz of Hagon Rav Dan Ungarischer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie. And he wrote an article that was published in the Moriah Torah Journal, 32nd year, Gilyon Aleph Beis, Tishrei, Tovshin Ein Gimel. So we have very, very little of the published writings of Rav Ungarischer. I hope they put out more, because he's a very great Rosh Yeshiva. So he explains as follows. In the sugya and sukkah, there are two drashas. One from the pasuk in Malachi, ve'veisim es ha'gozel, ve'sapisech ve'sachola, and from that Rabbi Yochanan and Darshan in the name of Rashbi, that bein lifnei yeush, bein la'achar yeush, is pasul because of mitzvah baba avera, ve'en kategar nasis sanegar. You can't do it if you take this animal that's stolen. It's a mitzvah baba avera, and this kategor, which is going to prosecute, can't be a defense attorney. And then the Gemara brings another drasha, the drasha of Mai d'chsiv Ani Hashem Sonei Gezel Ba'ola Mashal HaMelech Basir V'dam She'oivar Al Beis HaMechas V'omer La'avod Av Tnu Mechas La'moichsim. The king is going by the tax collectors, and he says to the guys whose servants pay tax to the tax collectors, and they said, yeah, but all the taxes are yours, Mr. King. For me, all the Ovrei Drachim are going to learn, and I want to be an example, I want to be a model, and they're not going to try to avoid the tax collectors. So to you guys, don't avoid the tax collectors. That's they're going to learn. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, Oev Mishpat. I am God who loves justice, and I hate when you steal. Mimenu Yilmedu Banai, Ve'avrichu Atzma Min Hagezel. From me, my children are going to learn, and they're going to run away from Gezel. So Hashem is just doing it so we should model our behavior after him, even though for him it's all his anyway. So that's the second drasha in the Gemara. That's why you should avoid a karban ha-guzzle. Hashem hates a karban ha-guzzle, nor that you should learn from him not to steal. He says, I hate stealing, so we'll learn not to steal. So it would appear that there's a big chiluk between these two drushes. in the first drasha that we learn from Evesim Agazel Vesapiseach, we darsh in a mitzvah baba veiras pasul and in kategor natsa sanegor, and others the carbon's pasul be'etzem, since it's coming by veira and there's no nafkamina between before yeush and lachar yeush, it's a mitzvah baba veira, we don't care if it's before or after yeush, but the second yalfusa from the pasuk of Ani Hashem Sonei Gezel Be'ola, we darsh in a kodesh baruch hu doesn't want to be a gazlin, and when you're makar of a carbon, a guzzle, kaviyachal, you're giving something guzzle to Kodesh Baruch Hu, kaviyachal, Kodesh Baruch Hu is becoming a gazlin. And God hates that. And that's the mashal of Rashbi, mashal of Melech, who's paying the tax collectors to teach us a lesson, that even though it's not shaykh that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a gazlin, nevertheless, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be knowing Betsuris Gzeil in order that his children should learn and they should also not steal. So the reason that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is considered a gazlin is kemavur betumim, Lamedalad, hey, that a gazlin who gives a chayfetz a gazal acher, the other person becomes a gazlin. But that's dafka if he gives it to him before yesh, but he gives it to him after yesh. The second one's not considered a gazlin, it's not considered stolen property anymore. And if so, here also, if a person's makdish a carbon lifnei yeyush, kiviyachal a kodesh baruch hu becomes a gazlin, and about that it says in yeshem sonei gezel b'oila. But if a person's makdish la achar yeyush, there a kodesh baruch hu doesn't become a gazlin. And you can't say, ani yeshem sonei gezel b'oila. God isn't a gazlin. It's not a stolen animal. It's already yeush. Now it's in this person's possession. And now that when he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become a gazlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyach only becomes a gazlin when it's before yeush. But after yeush, Hashem isn't a gazlin anymore. It emerges then that if we learn from the first Yalfus of Evesim Gazel, Ben Lefnesh, Ben Lachayesh, the carbon's going to be possible because it's Psul Be'etzem, that an Avera was done with this animal. But if we learn from the second Yalfus, Ani Hashem Sonei Gezel, so the Psul is Dafka Lefnei Yeush, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a Gazlin. But Lachar Yeush, this Psul is not Shaykh. So now the Rambam is very good. He learns like the second Yalfus of Rashbi that the Psul is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes a Gazlan not because of Mitzvah Baba Aveira, and because of that the Psul is Dafka Lifnei Yeush but Lachar Yeush it's Kosher, because now Kodesh Baruch Hu is not becoming a Gazlan. And the reason that Be'emes the Rambam passing is like the Lishna Bas of Rashbi, not like the Lishna Kama, and that the Kesef Mishnah explains, the Rambam who learns like Rabbi Yehuda and Gidden, that Minat Torah the carbon is kosher la'achar yeyush. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says in Gidden that we learned before. That's Dvar Torah bein noda bein no noda mechaperes maitami yeyush kadikana. So as a gemara besukah mitbaseset be'etzem al gemara begitten. She gemara besukah says, and the mashmaus is in the Gemara in Sukkah in the second Yalfusa that la'achar yeyush it's beseder, and that's built on Rabbi Yehuda that yeyush kadi is kana, and since yeyush kadi, since the Gemara in Sukkah says that yeyush alone is kana, when you bring this carbon la'achar yeyush it won't be a carbon agazel anymore. So God will be won't be teaching you to steal, because this carbon isn't a carbon agazel. Because yeyush alone is kona. So when you give it to God, it's already it's no longer stolen. God isn't considered a thief. The second guy's only a gazlan when it's stolen property, but this is no longer stolen property, because the first person was already kona this object. And now Hashem, when he gets it, kiviyachon, when it's brought as a carbon, is not going to be taking stolen property. There's another nafkamina between these two yafusis, b'chol mitzvah ba'ba avera d'alma. Lulav ha-gazel matzik zul, if we pass him for the pasuk ve'veisim gazel, that all mitzvahs ha-ba'ba avera is pasul, then kategor nasa sanegor, so that's all mitzvahs in the Torah. But if we learn from the pasuk of Ani Hashem Sonei Gezel Be'ola, so we can say the whole psul is dafka in an instance where he gives something to Hashem, like a carbon. Now the first case we're saying ein kategor nasa sanegor, that's something that's supposed to be in your favor, can't be prosecuting. That applies to all mitzvahs in the Torah. But ani Hashem sone gezel be'ola, that's dafka when you're giving a karban. Then you can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kiviyachol becoming a gazel, but b'shaar mitzvahs like lulav gazel, you're not giving the lulav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're makayim a mitzvah with it. So this pasuk of ani Hashem gozel sone gezel be'ola is not shayach, and lulav gazel would be kosher. So we have now in our hand two nafkaminas between the two yalfuses. One nafkamina is legabe karban la'achar yeish. According to the first yalfusa, it's no good. According to the second yalfusa, it is good. And the second nafkamina is b'chol mitzvah babaver, that according to the first yalfusa, mitzvah babaver is always pasul. Because ain't kategor nasa sanegor. But according to the second yalfusa, no. Dafka a karban is pasul. But not shayar mitzvah, ani Hashem sone gezel be'ola. Only what you're giving to Hashem. And according to that, the Rambam will paskin that karban lacha yeish is kosher. Shows us that how does he hold like the second yalfusa? Because again, according to the first yalfusa, lacha yeish is still pasul. So if he holds that karban lacha yeish is pasul, is kosher, it must be holds like the second yalfusa. So if he holds like the second yalfusa, then it only applies to karbanos and not to like lulav and matzah and things like that, things you're not giving to Hashem. So lulav agazel should be kosher according to the Rambam and other mitzvah b'avera. Obazoi megaidle tzidit weiter. We take a step forward. Why is the Rambam paskin ochos matzah perek v'avalach zayin that a person is not yotzei deicho v'asa b'chilas matzah, which is asurim osha gazla? So it's mavur lehedya, then matzah gzula is pasul. Why is matzah gzula pasul? The Rambam doesn't hold of mitzvah b'avera in other areas. So we can answer as follows. We have the medaktik b'loshen Rambam. The Rambam doesn't write the matzah is pasul. Rambam writes lo yotzi yedecho vaso. Not pasul, lo yotzi yedecho vaso. B'emes, the matzah is kosher. He is not yotzi yedecho vaso. The Magid Mishnah brings a Makor L'Tvei Rambam Yerushalmi that darshins Eila HaMitzvahs, meaning Imasi Asin Kimitzvahs and Arayin Mitzvahs. These are the mitzvahs. If you do it properly, it's a mitzvah. Vim Lav, if you don't do it properly, it's not a mitzvah. L'chor it's shver. Why does the Magid Mishnah have to bring the Yerushalmi that Matzah Gzula is pasul? Because you have to do it Kimitzvahs on. You have to do it properly. Aye, it's an often a Gemara in a number of places that mitzvah b'aver is pasul. But according to what we said, it's geschmack. Ein achinami. There is no din of mitzvah b'avera. Rambam doesn't pasken that way. Not by other mitzvahs, not by matzah. The matzah is kosher. But it's another din. Din is that you're not yotzei deicho vaso. And that's why the Rambam, that's why the Magid Mishnah brings from the Yerushalmi. That if it's kimitzvah and you're yotzei, and if it's not, you're not. It's a mitzvah if it's kimitzvahsan, and if it's not kimitzvahsan, then you're not yotze. But it's not pasul, mishum mitzvah b'avera, because the Rambam doesn't hold of that. So now let's go back to the carbon of God, so that the Rambam doesn't hold of the din of mitzvah b'avera, and because of that, the Rambam paskins that la'achar yeyush, the carbon is kosher. Only before Yesh, it's possible because of Sonic Ezebeola. Because he's showing you to be a thief. But now we learn that there's another din by Lulav HaGozel that Eino Yotze Yidecho Vaso. So Megaita Trit Viter. Here also, Bekarban Eino Yotze Yidecho Vaso. Which means, the carbon itself, like we find at the beginning of Zvachim, the carbon itself is kosher, but it's ain't all the labailim. Doesn't work for the bailim to be motzi him is chova, even though the carbon itself is kosher. So it's not kosher at all. It's completely pasul if it's before yesh, because that's gezel, and Hashem hates gezel. He doesn't want to teach us to be gezelanim. But after Yeyush, there's going to be another din. Just like lulav agazel matzik zula any yotze de chovaso, because it's not kimitzvah, and so too. This stolen carbon. So it's going to be kosher, but ain't all avilim shem chova. Like we find the beginning of Zvachim. Another carbon, the carbon is kosher, el shalol el shem chova. And there's a grace and afkamina between the two. Carbon puzzle, what do you do? Bind it. Carbon kosher, what do? It goes on the mizbeach. Just all about the Shem Chova. We also have the didactic Beloshen Rambam. The Rambam says that if it's gone, it goes there like carbon puzzle, Ben Tzor Chlo Mishen or Miskaba. In other words, it's not all about the Shem Chova. Ben Isyashu Abaylim, the Rambam says kosher, but he doesn't say Miskabel. Earlier he says Eino Miskabel. Here Rambam doesn't say Miskabel. Why? Because even though the carbon is kosher, the Rambam can't say Miskabel because it's not. Ukalula Bagozel, like the Yerushalmi, it's Lo Nasa Kimitzvaso. So it's Zeir Meduik in the Rambam. Even though it'd be better if the Rambam would tell us it's not Miskabel in the second case also. But Akopanim, in the first case, the Rambam says that Karban HaGazel is Ganu, is Pasul. Karban HaGazel is Pasul, and Pashut that it's not Miskabel. It's not all about Shem Chova. And Siyashu Abayon, the Rambam writes it's Kasher, but he doesn't say it's all about Shem Chova. He doesn't say it's Miskabel, because it's Takanat. Because it's like Lulav HaGazel. And an Asa Kamitzah, like the Yerushalmi. So it's a Karban Kasher, but it's not all about Shem Chova. Kumtois. The Rambam holds like the Tzveiter Yalfusa in the Gemara, the second Yalfusa of Rashbi, that we shouldn't learn to be thieves like that Mashal. He doesn't hold to the Dina Mitzvah Baba Avera, and therefore Be'etzim Lulav HaGazel is Kosher. It just doesn't work because it's not Nasek Mitzvah. The Tana that learns Lulav HaGazel is Pasul is because he learns like the first Yalfusa. The mitzvah baba vera is puzzle. But the Rambam goes elsewhere. The Rambam goes to Eilam Mitzvahs to say that you're not Yotzei B'davra Gazel. So even though it's not a psul be'etzem, but you're still any Yotzei Yedei Chovasa, because it's not kimitzvasan, because the Rambam is Nismach Ali Yerushalmi, that Eilam Mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs, you have to do them kimitzvasan, you have to do them properly. But if it's stolen, it's not proper. But it's not a psul be'etzem, al mitzvah baba vera. Yet, midaf masbir zan, vus is the chilek tzivishin posel leloya tzedei chovasa. Which is a very poor way of saying in Yiddish that we have to explain what's the nafkamina between posel and not being yotze. So bishlema by a carbon, we understand very well there's a big chilek. Do you bring the carbon or not? If it's posel, you don't bring it, bind it. And if it's not pasul, you're just not yotze, you bring it. You're just not yotze to bring another one. Aval b'shar mitzvahs da'alma. What's the nafkamina? Is there a nafkamina la'alacha if lulav is gazel is pasul? Or if it's just ain't a yotze de chovaso? Look, we find the lashon of the Rambam. Hilchos matzah, perek vav halacha zayin. Ein adam yotze de chovaso. So we can say as follows, that in the Isser of Baal Tosif, there's a chilek between the Mandi Amar of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah and the Mandi Amar Mitzvah Zayin and Tzrichas Kavanah. According to the Mandi Amar Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, if you do the Mitzvah without Kavanah, you're not over in Baal Tosif. But according to the Mandi Amar, ain't Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. If you take a lulav on the eighth day, you're over on Baal Tosif, even without Kavanah. Not only that, but if you're mechabin lehefech, not to be mekayim mitzvah, you're also over on Baal Tosif. Explains a goin of Shlomo Hyman, star Talmud of Baruch Ber, and Rosh Hashiva and Torah V'das, died young, Nebuch, in 1945. And also, the Shver of Rav Ungarischer, Hagoyen Rav Reuven Grozovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, they explain that according to the Mandar Mitzvichas Kavana, the Kavana is part and parcel of the Maisa Mitzvah. And Mimele, if you do without Kavana, you did nothing, because it's Chaser Be'etzem Maisa Mitzvah, you're vading out over on Baal Tosif. But according to the Mandar Mitzvah, saying Tzvichas Kavana, Kavana is not part and parcel of the Mitzvah. Mimele, even if you do a Mitzvah without Kavana, you did a Maisa Mitzvah. And because of that, you're over on Baal Tosif, a person's over on Baal Tosif. If he did it when he wasn't supposed to, he did an extra mitzvah, not at the eighth day of Sukkot. You only keep 7 days. Nevertheless, if a person is mechaven, mefurish, not to be yotze, he's not yotze. Can't be yotze bal korcho. But he still did a Maisa Mitzvah. He's all mitzvahs ain't Shrichas Kavana. It's a Maisa even without the Kavana. So he did a Maisa Mitzvah in Memela. Lenin Baal Tosif, we don't care if he's Yotze or not. He's over in Baal Tosif. Any Baal Tosif is not Yotze Dechova. So Memela, when he has Kavana, Hofchis, if we hold mitzvahs ain't Shrichas Kavana, he's still going to be over in Baal Tosif. So now we have an afkamina between puzzle and lo yatzei yedei chovasa. What's the afkamina? In an instance where you take a lulav agazel on the eighth day. If lulav agazel is puzzle, like the Tan of our Mishnah, so it's not even a maisa mitzvah, you're not over on Baal Tosif. Because lulav hagazel is pasul, did nothing. But if lulav hagazel is not a psul, you're just not yotze like the Rambam. So there is a maitzah mitzvah on the eighth day. You're just not yotze. But as far as Baal Tosif is concerned, we don't care if you're yotze. You're never yotze when you're doing Baal Tosif. So there will be Baal Tosif. Now we have a beautiful nafkamina. Whether lulav hagazel is pasul. Or just any yotzei dechovaso, lulav hagazel on the eighth day. Is he over on Baal Tosif? If you hold its pasul, no Baal Tosif. He didn't do a maisa mitzvah. If you hold any yotzei dechovaso, anyway Baal Tosif is any yotzei dechovaso. But here he's doing a maisa mitzvah. Because we said it is a maisa mitzvah. He's just not yotzei dechovaso. Ah, he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah, but he's not Yotzei Dechovah, so then he's over on Baal Tosif. It's the eighth day. So Lulav HaGozel on the eighth day will be Baal Tosif. So it comes out of Chumrah. The normally Pasul is worse. But here there's a Chomer of any yotze dechovaso. See, we say we'll be over Baal Tosif. Masha Enkein, if it's pasul lagamri, he's no Baal Tosif. So it's a beautiful mahalach, a gonish and mahalach. Should be Luli Nishmas, the one in whose name we said it right now as we speak. Sif Sosav Dovavos Bekever. And we should be zoche lilmodu lelamed lishem avlasu lakayim is called divrei samu terasu biyahava. Siyata Dishmaya, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means to continue existing so that we can go back into this sugya and many others, but this sugya is a very, very gishmak sugya. All sugyas are gishmak sugyas, but this sugya is mamish so juicy. You can taste it, it's so clear and evident. Baruch Hashem. So shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.